You don't prepare in the battle, you prepare for the battle. You don't play away your preparation. It's a season. It will not always be there. You know, I've said this to people. If you rush out when you are not prepared, your generation will not forget you. They will note you and not forget that you are a mediocre. Any soldier that gets to the battlefield then start learning how to shoot a gun is a dead soldier. You are not in ministry to compete, you are in ministry to war. If you want to compete at all, the only person you should compete against is yourself.
Pastor Femi Lazarus has been commissioned to go raise God's end time army. Sit back and be blessed as a gold soldier of Christ.
I commend you to God's grace. May you do this well.
Lift your hands, people. Ah, Shilakash. Limakash. Shilimaka balabakash. Shila na makash, kila na makash, kila na makash. Hija dokwi ogun sita, olugbala jagun molu. Omi ayo lao mako alelu shile makani maka shile moko filada waka shile maka shile maka diba shadi waka Ele makam bila na makash ele makabish. Allah de go. Oh, Allah de go. Ope ogo, tari ogo. Allah de go, ma wole. Ope ogun tari ogun alade ogun ma wole ofi mole sasobora olorun to ofi mole sasobora ofi mole sasobora olorun to ofi mole sasobora. Kabi esire oluwa oba to fi mole sasobora elinma tikala bakapiste zili makas tebele kita stefalaka Jesus. Olam de kash te breme kilata bashte. Zimbo kum pilati kash te breme kilati shte. Men de kos te balakashte. Rakis te balakashte. Oka la rabaka. Adi ogun lode. Ojo ko sori ogun. Bata ogun lo wa. Aso ogun lo fi bora. Ise ti aso re. Kiki ogun, kiki ogun. Emi mimo ese o Emi awon woli Eyi kuku lagbara wa Emi mi mo ese Ela mama ka ste bele makafisto Grande makafste la bakafisto Jesus I decree let there be activations of that which is due for this season. I stir up the waters all over where the sound of this voice is being heard. Stretch out your hands, people. I decree and declare that there's going to be a quickening. That which is due for this season, that which needs power to be activated, that which the wind of the Spirit needs to blow over, I ask my Father and my God, let there be quick activations of those things. Quick activations. Amen. Hear me. Stretch your hands, everyone. Stretch your hands. There's so much weight here. I'm going to ask that God will confirm something now and there are some of you here that you are in a season and there's supposed to be a manifestation you are up to see in this season and you are about to enter into a new season without seeing that manifestation because there's been no impartation to kickstart it. Alright, God brought that to me. You entered into a season, but there's supposed to be manifestations that will accompany that season, but it didn't come because there was no power to jumpstart it. Stretch your hands, all eyes closed. Father, I ask, now hear me, impartations are real. And what they activate are much more real. I ask across this auditorium, the power of God is going to come upon the 7 people and you just help me bring them out. I want to pray for them personally. Across this place, stretch out your hands, people. I stretch my hands towards you all. Those 7 people who are about leaving that phase without getting the manifestation that comes with it, I ask right now, before you leave that phase, the power of the Holy Ghost will locate the 7 of you and bring the manifestation that ought to come with that level. I'll count 1 to 7. 1, 2, 3. The 7 of them. 4, 5, 6, 7. Scan through, Lord. The 7 of them. Let it rest. Let it rest. Let it rest. Activate now. Activate. The 7 of them all over this place. Rest. Rest. Search. Just bring them out. 7 of them. 7 of them. 7 of them. Kila de bakash. De belekren de brumbikash. De bala. There's a jumping around. There's a jumping around. Bring them out. Ze kumbli ki tabakash. De breki fleti krati kash. Linkos tigrahati stigrele makas te velekrini makost. What the Lord has ordained for this season will not be wasted. They are activated promptly. There are 4 more. There are 4 more of them. Kilomash tigrele makilatist. Zenko kilatibash tavalaka fileti kist. Vele makumbre kila. Bring him up. There are 4 of you more. There's a rumbling. That which is meant for this season. that the Holy Ghost is activating, they are activated. Thank you, Lord. I see the Lord sending out the spirit of smallness that has limited everyone to the same size. Out of him. Leave them. Kranti krash tevele mekreti kash tevala kilatista. That which the Lord has ordained for this season, the necessary empowerment to make it seen. There's a release. There's a release of it. There's a release of it. Now hear me. There are people here. Hear me. This is a very serious one. All right? You are coming from regions where it looks like there are forces no one has just been able to defeat. You are even giving up. Like, it's like things are just like this here. You can't trace it. You can't tell where it's coming from. But everyone is just really, you know, limited to the same point. Father, I ask, the spreading you spoke to me about, let it take place. Influence. Supernaturally. Hold him. There's an activation commanded from today. From today. From today. In the name of Jesus. Shele makrathi kash tereki lati kash. I see what looks like labor. That is long overdue, like waiting too long in labor room. Still among those seven. Like you have waited. You know, the Bible said as soon as Zion travels, he brings forth. But yours is not coming forth as soon as you are traveling. You have been traveling, but there's no betting. That fellow is here. I ask right now, wherever that fellow is, there's a fire. There's a mark of fire from your head to your toe. Right now as I speak, touch that fellow, touch. Shele makra thikish tevele kritish. Krendi mashed. Anyone here, stretch out your hands. We're not joking. Who is coming from regions where it looks like there has been the same limiting force and currently you're in the midst of issues you don't even know the way out. There's been a continuous strand of limitation on everyone and no one seems to be any better. Because you are here today, stretch out your hand. Stretch out your hand. I decree and declare by the name above all names, right now, right now, right now, right now, there's an activation to break out of that circle. I command it now all over this place. You are breaking forth spiritually. I command. By a mark of fire. When I say break out, you shout that amen, like your life depends on it. I decree over every destiny represented here, whose progress has been pegged, caged, from this very moment, break out! Let testimonies beyond what you have seen before, the kind that you have only heard, let testimonies beyond what you have seen in your own life, let it follow this declaration today. I command, from today, you have the spirit of ease. Some of you have toiled through the night and you have caught nothing. You have toiled and toiled and toiled and toiled. You have caught nothing. I decree and declare, there is a release of the spirit of ease. No more fruitless labor. No more fruitless labor. In the name of Jesus. Shele makash tabaka filatist. Kende makash tevelekikash tebrakilatikash. Ende flekida makash saramakam bilatiakash. Lengo pinimas zimekele brembikash. Zuzima kelande brombikartikash. Ah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Shekreti kast. Bring this lady to me. Now, come. I don't know what it is about, but the Lord says to tell you that your case will be different. Are you following me? All right, your case will be different. And I'm putting a signature on it in the spirit realm. Not just will it be different, but that which God is set to do, I ask. Now is the time.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Now is the time. Now is the time. Hear me. Oh, thank you. There's something happening. Stand where you are, everyone. Stand where you are, everyone. There's an empowerment going on. Yes, Lord. By a mark of fire, reveal yourself to your children. By a mark of fire, all over this building. By a mark of fire. I hear the Lord talk about new beginning. It's a new beginning. I hear it. It's a new beginning. He said, I'm starting a new walk with you. I'm starting a new walk with you. And from this moment, I'll begin to bear my counsels to you. It's a new season. And I see what looks like pure oil, like an oil, being poured on the head of people and soaking it there. Being poured. It's a new beginning. Fresh start. Fresh start. Fresh start. Fresh start. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Kash tivalakila prekis tevaki atist. Help him. Jesus. Shaki silatista. Just allow him. Just help him. Kandera kilatikash tekreli kratista. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hear me. It doesn't matter what the plan of God for our life is. We are at the mercy of the realities we're able to stumble upon. Encounter is real. So is impartation. Are you following what I'm saying? It's a new season. It's a new season. It's a new season. Yes, you will see it. You know what to do. I rebuke confusion in your heart. You take the right step. You are not confused. No, you are not. Yes. Peace in that heart. Peace. Every troubled water. Peace. Hold him. Peace in that heart. Thank you, Lord. Amen. All right. Years ago, 2009 or so, I was in a meeting and I saw a man of God walk in certain depth of the miraculous. It came with ease. I was in that meeting really desperate and I said, God, I'm not going to live here till I've gotten what this man has. I want it. I knew I was praying in my house when God told me, by so and so year, I want to bring you to the apostolic movement. That is when I discovered that whether people write your name as an apostle on a poster or not, until the door is open for you, you cannot be apostolic. That was when I discovered. God just said to me, "Says son, prepare. I'm bringing you to the apostolic flow in this nation." And
You guess what? It was still the same thing I was doing. But once there is a word spoken, the word waits for the time, then gets activated. Jesus speak the scriptures to read in, according to his custom, Luke chapter number 4. But that day, a prophecy had been written ahead. And he read that prophecy. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. For he has anointed me to do what? To preach good tidings to the poor. But that prophecy has been hanging, waiting for that day. When he read that, the Bible said the eyes of all them that were in the temple were fastened on him. Are you following what I'm saying? But don't forget, it was in that same Luke 4 that he departed from the wilderness by the power of the Spirit after 40 days. Regardless of the duration of prophecy, there's always a need for power activation. As he returned, prophecy started finding expression. It was from that moment that we started hearing of a consistent depth of the miraculous in the ministry of Jesus. Are you following what I'm saying? Yes. From that same moment, we started tracing it. You know, I have, by the grace of God, been privileged to be imparted by men from at least all the generations we have mentioned in the body of Christ in Nigeria. And I can tell you, I remember when we went to, after Bishop Francois Aluke prayed, laid hands on myself and a few friends in his office. And he just said those things, but he was pouring his heart and making those declarations. That night, I received a call. And they said, okay, this person has been paralyzed in UCH, this. So I said, give him the phone. Prayed very simple prayer. Then in the middle of the night, around 2 a.m. to 3 a.m., he got up by himself and then started walking. Now, ease in the miraculous can be worked for, but it can also be inherited. Every man that stands to minister in an office comes always with inheritance. According to what you can see, that's what you can receive. See, I'm just talking simply. You know what I'm saying? But there are possibilities that works with me. And it is as though some of you need those possibilities to enter into the next phase. You have been toiling. That's the problem. You have been. Are you following what I'm saying? So in a world that is more intellectual than spiritual, there are certain possibilities that are at work. But most of you are not ready for the move of the Spirit because they don't make sense to you. Are you following what I'm saying? They don't make sense. So sometimes when we come to church, we have to, you know, come to the level that you can absorb. But for how long will you eat bread and butter? There are many depths and realities in the spirit realm. That it is, they are not just available to a man who is hungry. A man may be hungry and yet too selective. They are available to a man who is open. Yes. They are available to a man who is what? Open. I keep seeing the anointing that breaks limitations. I'm not going in that direction, but I keep seeing the anointing that breaks limitations. Please, in a meeting like this, hear me. In a meeting like this, don't package the battles. No, don't package them. If there's anything that makes God drawn towards a man's direction, it is his brokenness. That when there is a release of something that can take care of something you have been dealing with, that point where you say, God, this is me now. I know this is me. I know what is happening, where I'm coming from. I might be in town where things are happening and look good, but I understand that there is still a limitation I need to break free from. I don't know, for those people who have been desperately crying, I need to pop out. The next 3 months is significant for you. And I ask the anointing that breaks men into God's plan for them and God's timing. Receive it now! Shekela tikash tebakala bakatia. Zele makathika shatika.
Yes. 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 Kande mokula ni makati kati bakayatia. Zele mokom vilakati kash te valakia. Bremekende makila shaka brepilata. Yours is a testimony of grace. Yours is a testimony of that which God's power can do. For everyone under the sound of my voice, you are divinely exempted. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your head, so ye gates, and be lifted up ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory will come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory will come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Ela makash, tebreme kila dabaka, telabakatisto. I stand as ordained in my office as a prophet and an apostle to God's people. I decree right now, hear me, manifestations will follow all of these words. Every tree that the Lord has not planted, every tree of limitation, delay, unnecessary ones, I command right now, be uprooted now. Yes. 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 I shift every throne, every altar that needs to be shifted. I upset their balance. And I open prison doors right now. I command, be free now! Kila la makash, tebre me kilati. Kende mokom bilakati akash. I ask the anointing that empowers men to recover lost grounds. The empowerment to recover lost grounds. All over this place and those listening, receive it now! Kambila kila tikre kila makatish tekele makosia. Zele mondika shilibaka bila kitash. Zinkreti kembremekum bila katish. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, they were like them that dream. The kind of restoration that will look like a dream. I ask right now, receive it now! Ah, shekin boku na makiyata. Amy. 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 I know there will still be different prayer meetings before the year ends. But what is being released now is major. It's major. It's major to help you start the new phase that is just in front of you. Are you following what I'm saying? Yes. I see God giving somebody angelic support. That is, hear me. I see angels that have been commanded to see to it that they help this fellow and see to that it that this fellow does not fail. From today, enjoy supernatural support. Now, there's somebody here. Hear me. There's going to be a very quick manifestation of what I'm saying now. You are coming from a place where what God is saying I should decree over you now. He said, decree fortification. Fortification. For you are in the midst of people who seem to be too powerful for you. Fortification. Stretch out your hands, everyone. I ask.
around that fellow right now as I point my hands. God will place a ring of fire. The mark of touch not, he will place it on you. As I speak now, let it manifest now! Yes. Scan that fellow out. There's a ring of fire covering you right now. You are divinely fortified. Yes. 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 That fear you have been having is sent out completely. You are fortified. Preserved. Too hot for the enemy to handle. Too hot for the enemy to handle. Too hot for the enemy to handle. Too hot. Too hot. Shakile brembekila tikash tefele. Everything that the Lord has not planted in this atmosphere, I decree and declare, be uprooted now! Shankila namash tefekilatish. Kundimakash tekrelimast. Amen. Pastor Marwa, come. While I was praying just now, come, stretch your hand. I see something being given to you. What God showed to me, it looks like a new hand. And I said, God, what is this? He said, this is the anointing to make wealth. I see it's like this hand were overhauled and a new one was placed there. Thank you, Lord. That which God is doing in this season, be empowered for it. Be empowered for it. Hear me. It will not stop coming. Man of God, it will not stop coming. This becomes your reality. Yes, it is your reality. It will not stop coming. That is, that which God has placed in your heart to do was spread beyond your imaginations. It will not stop coming. Thank you, Lord. There's somebody here. The Lord placed something in your heart as an instruction to do to enter into the next phase. But the instruction is quite demanding and you've not been able to do it. Please, all eyes closed. All eyes closed. All right, he placed an instruction in your heart and it looks a bit, yes, it's a bit quite deep. I'm not going to ask you for the instruction. Please come out quickly. It's quite demanding, like, how do I do this, Lord? How do I? All right. Shele rekumbre kitasht. Do you stay in this city? Stay in this city. Wow, I see something new taking you out. I don't know what it is. But I see something taking you out of this city soon. I see a change in location. When it comes, don't be prejudiced. You know what I'm saying? It will come by the word of the Lord, by his counsel. The Lord is breaking you out. He is. He's helping you. He will stretch his hands and bring you out from the midst of crowd. Yes. All right. That which God has instructed in your heart, which he has imprinted there, that instruction. All right, that instruction, it will empower you to do it. It will so fill you that you will not even know when you have gotten them done. There's an empowerment. Whenever God makes a demand, he first gives a supply. The empowerment needed for it to come. Come and help her. No. The empowerment needed for it to come. To come. To come. To come. It's there. The empowerment for that which God has instructed. Let the empowerment come. That which God has instructed. The empowerment for it. The empowerment for it. that which the Lord has instructed, there's an empowerment for it. He empowers his own. When he instructs, he empowers the people he instructs. He empowers. That which the Lord has instructed, the empowerment needed for it. Receive it. The empowerment. You see it. That which he has instructed, the empowerment needed for it. You see it. The empowerment needed to get it done. Not by might, nor power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. The empowerment needed for it. You have it. The empowerment needed for his instructions over your life. You have it. Yes. The empowerment. There's one amongst you here that what the Lord has instructed has to do with a provision and a will. It will open doors. The empowerment needed to get it done is released. It's released. It's released. The empowerment needed for it is released. It is released. Place that hand on your head. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Now, if I have not prayed for you, just stretch your own hands. Oh, yes, Lord. The empowerment needed for it, there's a release upon you. Father, I speak timely help over your son. You are helped. You are helped. The empowerment needed for it. Supply it. Supply it. Supply it. Yes, Lord. Empowerment is released. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The empowerment is released. A release of empowerment for it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now hear me. Place those hands on your head. Say, I receive help. Say it again, I receive help. Say it again, I receive help. Timely help in the name of Jesus. I am not alone. I receive help from the throne of grace. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Now, go back to your seat. I want to pray for one set of people. Then I bless everyone. Hear me. The Lord is laying in my heart to pray for people who are coming from places where... Hear me. There is a quick need for you to break through. Now, hear me. I'm not talking about just a desire. This one, there are situations on ground that you really, really, really. It's like there's an issue of hardship on ground, all right, and you need to come out and break loose from it. You need to be broken free from it. It's an emergency. It's an emergency. It's choking you already. That is, you need... The next level is obvious, but there's a need of a breakthrough to enter. Yes. Rush out quickly. Rush out. None of these words that I'm speaking is going to fall to the ground. None. None. It will not. Now, I don't know, you know, people, you are here in colors, in shades. People of God, please, you know how serious this is. I can tell you, I can guarantee you, the grace is here to cause a shift. I can tell you. And some of you can see it also. It is here now. I'm going to give you the next 2-3 minutes. Quickly press. Press. Please press. Some of you can almost see it, but it's difficult to enter. Press. Lord, now is the season. Jesus. Quickly communicate. Be desperate. Be desperate. Reach out. Reach out to God. Truly mean business. We have 1 more minute. Ekelemaka, shilemaka. Shilemaka. Amen. Amen. Now hear me. Hear me. For a sign that the Lord has called me. As I'm going to be decreeing over you, hear me. Some of you will be receiving alerts before you leave church. Now I'm telling you. Thank God we all are here. You'll begin to receive. Before you leave church. I want to show you quickly a mystery. Acts 12. James had just been killed. Peter was captured, but the church prayed. Verse 5. Peter was therefore kept in prison, but constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church. And whenever I was about to bring him out that night, Peter was sleeping, bound with 2 chains. That was the night before the day they were going to kill him. Between 2 soldiers and guards before the door were keeping the prison. Now behold, an angel of the Lord stood by him, and light shone in the prison and struck Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, "Arise quickly!" And the chains fell off his hand. All right, as the angel walked him, now they got to verse 10. When they were past the first and the second guard post, they came to the iron gate that leads to the city, which opened to them on its own accord. And they went out and went down on the street, and immediately the angel departed. That is, when God decides to vet his weight on a man's matter, there are doors that cannot stand. Are you following what I'm saying here? Yes. There are doors that cannot stand. I am decreeing right now, we are not asking for anything other than mercy and help. Father, by your mercy, I'm asking for a divine visitation upon everyone here and every family represented here. In your mercy, send help. In your mercy, O Lord, send help. Your children can see the promised land ahead, but there's a need for a carriage inside. They can see, if only this can be available, this is going to be the result. We are desperately crying for help. My Father and my God, in this same season, send help, Lord. Some are here who are saying, we have dwelt on this mountain long enough. My Father and my God. When the Israelites cried for meat in the wilderness, you brought forth quail from the sea. Father, I am asking again, from sources that your children least expect, send help from there. From places where they would not even think doors will be open, open doors from there. Every door that has now chosen to look like a mountain and has refused to look, to move till now, I command, who art thou, mountain, before Zerubbabel, be broken into pieces. In the name of Jesus. New jobs, new favor, new location, new help, new empowerment, new contracts, in the name of Jesus. Jabez cried to you. You showed up and you changed his story. In like manner, we are also crying. It is already looking shameful, Lord. If you fail to show up, the shame may become too unbearable. My Father, my God, I'm asking on behalf of your children, in your mercy, we have gotten to the end of our rope. Please show up now. Your children really want to serve you more than this. They are not trying to receive anything from you, Lord, and run. They sincerely have the passion of the kingdom at heart. My Father, my God, please visit everyone here with a miracle. Raise strategic destiny helpers. Send strategic connections. The kind of connection that is more than 100 connections. Send them now. In the name of Jesus. My daddy, Lord, I know a lot can see happen before the end of 2020. Use somebody's life here as a testimony that you can change stories. Let there be sudden lifting. In the name of Jesus. Now, hear me. Stand on your feet, everybody. I want to make a prayer declaration over you. Some years ago, I went to my children at the orphanage home as usual to have prayers for them. I do have that prayers once every month. And there was one amongst them that was just different, walking on usual level of honor. So, of course, according to my custom, I just tell her, God bless you. God will lift you. God will do this, he will do that. But a few days later, Senator Adeleke of Ede went to visit the home. And he asked a very simple question that anyone could have answered. And she just lifted her hands and then answered a very simple question. And he said right there, I like you. Thank you for answering my question. He went on with his conversation, then came back again. He said, I feel... Now, this girl, as at that point, had no hope of even entering into a college of education. I said, I feel like sponsoring your education till the end of your university. Then right there and then he asked her, do you have WAEC certificate? He said, yes. He said, so pack your things now. You are following me to Ede. Right there and then. And then, they had already started though. They were not even receiving new people at Adeleke University. Right there. Before 24 hours, he had already become a student. All bills paid with consistent monthly allowance for feeding. The girl could never have found such help except God shows up. So forget about the way I'm declaring these things. You know, don't look at it, but there's power that is backing it up and it's going to be fulfilled. You get what I'm saying? Let me say this to you. 2021 is it a new ball game. I'm not tempted to give you the word for the year. It's a new game. There's a clock that started clicking since October. It's going to click for 6 months. There might be some shaking. You know, I laugh when I saw some people saying Trump is losing the election. Election is you don't know what you are saying. You think prophet don't judge by CNN news. Forget what you are saying. It's just 6 month clock. It started since October. There was a pastor they were mocking, say God should send an angel from Africa. It might look like a slip of tongue. It might even be a slip of tongue. But the truth of the matter is that there are some angels in Africa now that are like midwives, making sure that there's delivery. It may look like a slip of tongue. I see even pastors mocking that statement. Except our eyes of understanding is opened and we see it. Nigeria, don't celebrate peace here though. You know, when you are going through labor, contraction will come, then it will go down. Enjoy this holiday. Amen. Thank you. People of God, I want to say this to you. One singular help that will look like a thousand. Before the end of this year, God will give you. It will put your interest in the heart of people that matter. You have tried to climb several times. You fell. This time around, it will carry you on eagle's wings. It will help you. God will prove to the whole world that he is your father. Contrary to popular belief, you will not suffer. Contrary to the expectations of you, you will not suffer. Hear me. Now, I say this and I kid you not. There are many of you who are standing here in front that by this time next year, you're already married. Say with power. Contrary to popular opinion, you will not be delayed. It doesn't matter the mistake you have made. Those who are saying, we know it's going to come back with nothing. They will wait in vain. Those who have been saying, can anything good come out of Nazareth? God will use you to prove that he's the author of good gifts. Please look up. Effortlessly, God will prosper you. Do you hear what I'm saying? How many of you believe it? Don't just say amen to these prayers. Because I need to show you how to walk in the reality of what you are saying amen to. So don't just say amen. Do you hear what I'm saying? Don't just say amen. Believe it. I'm very terrific when it comes to a change in season between me and God. Once I see it, I just enter. I don't joke. I don't say, hey. In fact, I will not talk about it. You will see the manifestation first. You get what I'm saying? So this becomes your new consciousness. Something has changed. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, that same thing might have failed before, but this time around it will work. I went for a meeting recently with the pastors, and they gave an altar call for some seed to be sown. And you know, those who know what is around my life right now will say, "Ah, pastor, you are not, this one is not for someone like you right now." I looked up and I said, "God, you know, as we are doing this thing," I went out. God spoke to me. Now, there's something I've been asking for. I won't say it. Take my word for it. You are enlisted. I say, "Hey, God." Each time God tells me, take my word, he has never failed. You know, there are people who are struggling now, but even God knows that because of this and this and this and this and this, they may not do well or prosper before they leave the earth, but yet they are toiling. Are you aware? Are you aware? Yes. But there are people that God will say, "I have decided that you," now this is an enlistment of mercy, "before you leave the face of this earth, you will be among those that will know what it means to be fulfilled in all aspects." Are you following what I'm saying? Yes. So I'm asking you, this you standing here, none of you will fall dead. You will know what it means to be fulfilled. You will know it all. In this life, fulfillment will not be something you are looking at ahead. You will know it. You will walk in it. That wilderness season of dryness, parchedness, it is over now. Enter into the flowering season of your life. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
True transformation is evident for doers and not just hearers of the word. Be a doer of these words of transformation.
To reach us, send an email to femilazarus326@gmail.com. Stay blessed.